On seeing this year's Oscar-winning Best Foreign Language film, it takes several scenes to sense its writer-director Juan José Campanella has had more experience directing American TV series with better-known titles than El Secreto de Sus Ojos, or as they say in the subtitles, The Secret in Their Eyes. Set in Buenos Aires in the late 90s, Secret in Their Eyes moves almost imperceptibly back and forth in time, somewhat like CBS TV's simpler show called Cold Case, which comes from that ubiquitous TV genre whose rerun schedule overwhelms just about every non-premium cable channel this side of the oleaginous Gulf of Mexico. Benjamin, played by Ricardo Darín, is a retired federal justice agent. He's getting closure writing a novel about a rape and murder he investigated back in the 70s. The death of Liliana, played by Carla Quevedo, has been tough for Benjamin and his partner Pablo, played by Guillermo Francella. Both have always surmised the two or low-class men initially arrested for the crime were innocent. By an incredulous stretch of the script, Benjamin and Pablo discover as much by looking at old group photos that include the victim and see a man, shown in several of the snapshots, staring at the beautiful future victim in lustful awe. How's that for being a good government gumshoe? No doubt, the eyes have it. And is that a new TV crime procedural I see on the way titled CSI Buenos Aires? But those aren't the only secrets stashed in the peepers of some actors in this film. More obviously are those which flash between Benjamin and his department head boss lady, named Irena, played by Soledad Villamil. Irena, as they used to say, has eyes for Benjamin, but she is his supervisor after all, has a fiancé, and a tick or two further up the Argentine social ladder than Benjamin. Isidoro, played by Javier Godino, is Liliana's suspected killer, but ultimately released from custody by the only demonstrably jerk of a politician in the movie. Turns out that Isidoro is an effective thug at enforcing the non-corporatist yet right-wing with blue-collar tendencies that trickle down during the time of Juan and Eva Perón. But that's about as close to vintage Argentine politics that Secret in Their Eyes gets. Benjamin and Pablo have great sympathy and respect for the victim's spouse, Ricardo. He's played by another Pablo whose last name is Rago. Liliana's Ricardo is like a rock as he stands in forthright remembrance of his lovely wife. Keep your eye on him. Some good scenes are turned in by Señor Rago as well as Señora Villamil. Also keep your other eye peeled for the opening of the big soccer stadium scene, of which Campanella gives us an eye full. It came almost as close to decking me as did the long tracking shot Joe Wright put in his 2007 film Atonement. That kind of cinematography is what film freaks burst retinal blood vessels just fantasizing. But I've got more on the acting. Don't get me wrong, it's not that Señores Darín and Francella don't do their parts well. It's what their director puts them through during the in-office moments that show the guys being best buds in Argentine crime-fighting. I was thinking more like maybe Tony Randall as Felix and Jack Klugman as Oscar, the perfect pair for doing Benjamin and Pablo in the office-like scene seen on NBC. More than the cold case televisionness hinted at in The Secret in Their Eyes, I found the odd-coupling effect this pair does for light laughs much more distracting. Such shtick wasn't needed to carry out what would have been, for me, a better film done darker. Must be that stateside TV-ness we've heard so much about lately. Meanwhile online, check out this review and many others I've written at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the International Movie Database under External Reviews at www.imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.